Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation with our host, Bob Ginsberg. I'm Fran Ginsberg, and our show tonight is sponsored by the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential, and they can be found on the web at winbridge.org. Our guest tonight is Kim Russo, author of The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side. And if you have a question, comment, or would like to talk to our guest, the toll-free number here is 888-627-6008. We want to remind our listeners that Kim, who is also a certified medium with Forever Family Foundation, will not be taking calls for readings tonight. She's being interviewed on her new book, and we have a lot of exciting questions and things we can learn from this wonderful new book, The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side. So, Bob, what's up with you today?
Well, like you, I'm a little jet-lagged coming back from my California trip, but it was exciting that we did get to sit in on Visionary Explorers Group that is run by Comlock and Dr. Betty Kovach and Kimberly Saavedra.
Fabulous group.
And it's really it's a joint effort of Forever Family Foundation and Comlock, Comlock Center, and it's modeled sort of after afterlife discussion groups, and it's a wonderful forum for people sharing and just listening and sitting there. We were intrigued by a lot of the experiences that were being brought forth.
Right. And I think that's what makes that group a little different, is that they've all had experiences, and they're able to talk about that and brainstorm it and read books and bring more insight into why these things happen, how these things happen, how it affects them. It's just a really magnificent group. And, of course, Betty has quite the background in leading a group, so it really is perfect all around.
Yeah, and I know, so this week we have to tighten up all the loose ends regarding next weekend, our annual grief retreat.
Right, and when we left for the West Coast, I thought I had tied up all those loose ends, but we seemed to have come loose again.
Right.
So I'll be working on that all week. If anybody who's listening still would like to go to that retreat, let's see if we can find you a spot. Give us a call at the office at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Regular business hours, East Coast, and we'll talk to you. We'll try and make this work. We do have a few spots open, and it is a wonderful, wonderful retreat weekend. I'll let you describe it, Bob, because I'm running around during the retreats, usually taking care of everything, but Bob is down in there with the mediums, with the facilitators, and with the guests.
Well, it's the formula is simple. First, we found a retreat center that's inviting and warm, and it's really designed for people that are bereaved, different stages of grief. Everybody there is of like mind. There's a lot of sharing. Nobody's judging. And the attendees are exposed to, as Fran mentioned, spirit communication there'll be three certified mediums there. There'll be various presentations, exercises, breakout groups, and all designed to provide knowledge and hope. Hope I say hope, but it's more. It's a knowing, you know, that we'll see our loved ones again. So that's something that I often say, out of all the things that the foundation does, this is certainly not the largest by design.
By design,
But it's the most meaningful.
Because people walk in there, it's exactly what you say. We're giving them the hope, but we're also giving them more than hope. So by working with all of the facilitators and mediums that we have there, not only do they learn about survival and achieve that level of hope, but then they're brought to the next level by working in these small breakout groups with the mediums and with the facilitators, and they do walk away with the ability to make their own connections and to understand that they can make their own connections.
Right. So that we can devote as much time to our guest, Kim Russo, why don't you catch us up on some of these events?
We've just spoken about the grief retreat, and that's going to start next Friday, and it will run Friday evenings, all day Saturday, and Sunday we will end at about 5:30 on Sunday. It's all-inclusive. The snacks are there. The food is great. The ambiance is wonderful. We've got a Saturday night bonfire. I know we mentioned that the three mediums of our certified mediums that are going to be there are Janet Nohavik, Joe Scheel, and Joe Peretta. It's a wonderful, cozy place, and it's a cozy little group, and everybody hangs together, and that's what makes the weekend so special. But what's coming up in November is going to be very different than that, even though it will be centered around our mediums. So we're going to have a weekend-long learning session. It's a convention, but everybody is there to learn, and everybody's going to learn on their own levels. So when you register, you let us know what your goal is in attending, and we put you on that track so that when we break you into the smaller groups, you walk away from that convention with what you need to walk away with. And everybody will be working in the small groups with our Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. The whole thing is run by our Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. They are teaching the little breakout sessions, and they are also conducting spirit communication there. So it's a fabulous convention. It is the first of its kind. We like breaking ground like that. And we know it's going to be wonderful. And if you haven't signed up for it, sign up now while the rates are still low. We've got the early bird special going on. It's November 11th through 13th, which is a long weekend. It's Veterans Day weekend. So if you're worried about getting away, if you work, most people do have off.
And it's in Fort Myers, Florida, so it'll be warm.
It'll be warm in November, and we've been there before. It's a wonderful hotel. The rooms are nice. The food is good. Unlike the run-of-the-mill hotels, the food here happens to be exceptional. So pack your bags and meet us there on November 11th, and we'll all have a fabulous time. The other thing we have coming up on August 9th is our next webinar with Dr. Claude Swanson. And he's working on another new book, and this is going to give you insight into the kind of work he's pulling together in this book. The name of the webinar is New Science Helps Explain the Afterlife. Where is Heaven? So this is something you want to tune in for. And we still have plenty of room there, so just go to the website, click on the events page, and you'll see the webinar listed there. You could get more information, or you can register. Anything else you want to share with us about Dr. Swanson?
Well, no, I mean, I love it when somebody that's well-credentialed, like he was educated at MIT, a PhD at Princeton, studied physics, was a mainstream physicist for quite a while, but now has applied what he's learned to explain the afterlife. So it's exciting stuff. We're going to go to our break. When we come back, we're going to have our special guest tonight, Kim Russo. So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more. The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
For those just tuning in, our guest tonight is Kim Russo. Our sponsor is the Windbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential, and they can be found on the web at windbridge.org. Bob?
And as Fran mentioned, our special guest tonight is Kim Russo. She's a certified medium of Forever Family Foundation. She sits on the medium advisory board of the foundation. She's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. You may have seen her starring in Lifetime Movie Network show The Haunting Of and the series Psychic Intervention. She's previously appeared on A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids and on the Bio Channel Celebrity Ghost Stories. And we're here tonight not for reading. She does plenty of those. We want to learn about more about the this wonderful new book she wrote. It's called The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side. And, of course, you could find out much more about Kim and the book by visiting the website kimthehappymedium.com. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Fran. Thank you so much for having me.
And, well, thanks for being here. And, you know, what's a good place to start would be from the beginning, where, you know, some mediums describe, when you ask them, you know, how they were first introduced to the spirit world, that it began as a young child. Was that the same in your case? I mean, did you see spirit when you were a child?
Oh, absolutely. I saw them standing at the foot of my bed. The same group of spirits stayed at the foot of my bed religiously every night as if they were putting me to sleep, so to say. And I slept with the covers over my head most nights. I have no idea to this day what they wanted, who they were, why they were there. And just knowing what I know now about the spirit world, I can definitely put two and two together, and I can safely say, after speaking to my cousin, who also lived in that same apartment years later when he was raising his children, because my dad still owned the home and he rented it to him, his girl saw the same set of people. The abilities do run in that side of the family. And I just recently learned that his daughters slept in the living room every single night on a mattress that they would pull out of their bedroom. Same room I saw the apparitions. And so now I am led to believe, knowing what I know, that whoever these entities are, they're connected to the land or the home.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. So there are certain entities in spirit that still have that attachment to the physical world. So, you know, for some reason, maybe it's a home that they lived in a previous lifetime. So it's not always the case that it's, you know, some people mention that it's, you know, residual memory, and, you know, these are not spirits, or somehow memories are being released by the environment. But these apparitions, were they interactive with you? I mean, did you, were you able to, you know, converse by thought or communicate in any way, or they just would appear and then disappear?
They would never interact with me. As a child, you would think that they would give me some hint of a smile or some kind of encouragement to let me know their presence and that they were safe. The reason I know, again, I didn't know it then, but I know it now, that this was not residual energy was because although they assumed the same positions every single night at the foot of my bed, there was a slight movement to their facial expressions, but never a smile. Again, if I needed to describe what I know now as an adult, if I were watching a movie, they look like very depressed people that were hungry, and that was just probably from the Depression era.
Oh.
They really did look sad, depressed,
yeah.
Hungry. One man, and I wrote about this in the book, he was so, so thin. Really, he had these hollow, bony cheeks. And he's the one that frightened me the most. If I was a sketch artist, I can draw these entities perfectly because they are etched in my brain. I saw them so many times.
Wow. Well, it's kind of difficult growing up, right, and assimilating into the so-called, you know, physical world when you're having these experiences on a frequent basis. I mean, how did you tell your friends? Did you tell your family members?
Well, my sister, God bless her, she was my confidant. She shared a bedroom with me, and I would definitely, I'd have to check in with her to see if she was seeing what I was seeing. And she didn't see them, but one night we came home from Long Island visiting some relatives, and I always made it, I wouldn't go in that bedroom if my dad wouldn't check under the beds or in the closet. I know now he was humoring me, of course, but at the time, and they were very strict about letting us sleep in their bed or going in their room. They would never allow that. And so I had my sister in the same bed with me. We had a big, giant, two twin beds that we pushed together. And one night she said to my dad, "Yeah, Dad, you really have to go in there and check what's going on." And I looked at her and I said, "But you told me you didn't see them." And she said, no, I know they're there. So she really validated me in that time. But she felt them as opposed to seeing. You know what's funny? She would always fall asleep before me. And so every time it got dark out and she was sleeping, there they were. There were some nights that I did wake her up. And it didn't do any good because she was in like this hazy fog. She's like, "What? Go to sleep. So she would never really give me too much attention in that space and time at nighttime when she was exhausted.
Mm. You know, I thought I knew a lot about you, but it turns out that I didn't after reading the book. And one of the things that I didn't know, I mean, you have a very interesting story regarding, you know, past life regression, you know, and your husband, Anthony. I had no idea. I mean, can you, without getting into, I know it's pretty involved, could you tell us a bit about this? I mean, how you were regressing your husband, which was unusual in and of itself, right?
I know. it's very unusual, but I was always fascinated by life after death because when I was a young girl, I just knew, and I remember thinking to myself, "Oh, it's this place again? I'm back here again?" I remember thinking that, but also knowing that this is not where my house was and that this was not my mom and this was not my dad. But I never really thought about the fact that I had another mom or dad. I didn't miss anyone. I just remember, "Oh, I'm here again." So the idea of growing up of the fact that we lived before has always been so fascinating to me. And somebody told me about a book called, Dr. Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters. And after I read that book, and I believed every word of it since he's this prominent doctor, I needed to investigate myself. And I started reading every book in the library that I could about this. And I realized, I read that if he can do this, I found a self-help book, a hypnotizing book. And I was flipping through it in the library, and I said, "Wow, this looks easy enough." And I was thinking, who could be my guinea pig? And, of course, you know, my husband was right there every night going to sleep.
Right.
And interestingly enough, my husband talks in his sleep. He always did.
Wow.
So I didn't make this connection until much later. But as time went on and I did my little experiment, putting him under hypnosis as the book's instructions, bringing him to past lives, I did not think it was going to work so well on the first try. I couldn't believe it. But at the time, my husband worked two to three jobs, so the poor man was exhausted. And I would do this at nighttime before we would go to sleep, and I would just talk him through what the book told me to do, and all of a sudden, he started speaking very rhythmatically and very low, but I could hear what he was saying, and he started drowning in whatever he was saying. I was very worried because he was gurgling, and he looked like he couldn't breathe, and I realized that he brought up a life where he was drowning. So I'm like, "Oh, gosh, what do I do now?" And I mean, you have to see it. The poor guy, I mean, God knows, he could have slipped into another state of consciousness. I was really taking a chance. I have to admit, advise this. I don't advise this for people that don't know what they're doing. I don't.
Right. Well,
I happen to be lucky.
Yeah, and one thing, you know, he sure loves you.
Yes. And he, you know what I found more than anything, and I know he does, after 29 years of marriage, but he trusts me. And I think any type of hypnosis, no matter who you go to, it doesn't have to be a family member, but I believe that the success has to do with how well that you trust the person who's regressing you. You have to be comfortable in their presence. You know, it's a comfort level thing. Otherwise, you won't let yourself go under.
Absolutely. You want to? Is it okay if I know there's some people that are anxious to talk to you? If you want to, okay, if we take a call, Kim?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
We have Debbie from California. She's got a question for you.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi. Hi, Kim.
Hi. How are you, hon?
I am good, and I want to thank you so much for stepping out and writing that book. You have really helped me a lot to believe that I can do it. I wanted to ask you, can a soul be incarnated, do you know, in other lives at the same time?
Okay, so you mean one soul and split up,
yes.
You mean? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
You know, there are, and again, I don't claim to know everything. There are so many theories about that. But in my conversations with my husband's spirit guide, which I access after a while of putting him under hypnosis, you read that in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Callie. Callie told me that was one of my questions, that if I... Because then I started becoming a medium, and I very often wondered why some souls never came to their loved ones. So I had asked Callie, I said, could it be that they came back, and that's why they're not in the other dimension? And she told me, yes, that they are potentially, taking over someone else's body. The soul came into another body. And then I did ask her about the split soul situation, and I never really got clarity on that. So I'm really just sticking to what I've experienced with that. And the soul, because time is not linear at all, when you think about time, it's an illusion, and that's a hard concept for people to understand. So everything is kind of happening at once anyway when you think about, the theory of time. It doesn't really exist in a linear way. So all souls are existing simultaneously at all times. That's why some people could time travel into the future. They can go into the past, because time is not linear. So it's a little bit complicated, but it is more like a question for scientists as far as the time quantum, continuum. If you understand what that is. But yeah, I don't like to get too confused about that, but I would say all souls are existing at the same time. I hope that helped you, hon.
Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kim. We see from, the consciousness can be everywhere at the same time, as you mentioned, it may be, in different realms and at different times, the way we think of time. And, look, people that have near-death experience describe being in several different places simultaneously, that shows that our consciousness can split. That's one question that a lot of people ask, even they ask us, because they have a fear that when their loved one in spirit decides to reincarnate, that they'll never be able to communicate with them again. But as you explained, the souls may be continuing simultaneously in different dimensions. So maybe the body
right.
is real.
Well, what also happens is most souls incarnate in the same soul group. So sometimes the soul may come back into the same family in perhaps someone's grandchild.
Right.
I've heard that happen quite often, where the child takes on the mannerisms of the adults who pass, and sometimes they have memories that they shouldn't have.
Mm.
So it's definitely, there's not one definitive answer there.
Right. We had a question that somebody had us and via email. And I know that you did address this, you know, in the book. But the question is, Chris wanted to know, is it possible to make a direct connection with one's angels and spirit guides in order to better understand the purpose of our life on Earth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In meditation. I have accessed many a message in my meditations and automatic writing. And, you know, the best thing to do is act like a journalist. Ask tons of questions. When I started getting automatic writing at one point, I didn't write about that too much in my book about my writing, but I have a whole journal filled with interesting messages from, and I wouldn't know who they were coming from until I would ask. You don't have to do it out loud. So you ask, who are you? Why did you give me that vision? Because messages can come in visions. They can come via just an audible thought, I mean, a thought that you think is your own, or sometimes you'll get pushed to pick up a pen and start writing or blogging even. So if you start channeling information that you know did not come from you, just ask, who is this? What is your name? You know, where do you come from? Because, again, they could be from any other realm, and the thing to keep in mind, I would say, is to trust the information that you receive. Most of the time, we believe that we're making it up. That's one of the biggest misconceptions. And I teach my students that information that flows through us can very well seem unbelievable. And it can seem like we're making it up through our imagination. But basically, that's the same place in our mind that it filters through. Is that same screen in our mind where we see visions or watch movies or daydream? That's where we get our visions. Mm. But angels and guides want to be asked in order for them to help you. And they are waiting. It's like the way that I see them in my mind is like they're looking at their watch. They're looking at their wrist like, okay, when is she or he going to ask me to intervene here? You know, haven't they tried enough? Don't they see they can't do this on their own? And I laugh when I get that vision. Sometimes I get that vision for myself, like, oh, all right, I forgot that I could ask. But as humans, we forget that.
Yeah, you know, now, you know, hearing you speak, I know that it's our observation that most mediums seldom give descriptions of the afterlife or reincarnation. But, you know, you go into this quite a bit in the book, and maybe that's because you ask. You're inquisitive by nature, so
yes.
you're looking for information, and you ask and you receive. And as you said, you a lot of the information that you get from guides, both your guides and Anthony's guides, correct?
Correct. Well, mostly Anthony's guide. She's the very verbal one when he goes on to hypnosis. Very verbal, and she tells me straight out, you know, I'm not your guide, Kim, when I would ask a question. Yeah, she has a definite personality, I have to tell you.
Right.
We spent many a night, just her and I and my husband, and I said to myself, if anyone were to hear what was going on in this bedroom at this moment, because sometimes she would get a little bit annoyed with me because I would ask too many questions. Too many questions.
Leave it to you to piss off a guide.
I know, right? She called me curious. She did. She called me Curious Kim. She named me.
Right. So what about, a lot of people ask if we all have guides. I mean, what are your thoughts? Does everyone have a guide?
Everyone has a guide. They're assigned to the human souls. When we were born, we cannot come here without help. And we are pre-programmed with an internal navigation system, which is connected to all of our chakras. And our soul has a wealth of information to help us survive here in the physical world. But on top of that, we had to come with someone who's overlooking things for us that is always in the background. One main guide, that we have several guides, but we have one main guide that comes in with us and leaves with us, the same person, the same soul. And that person did incarnate at one time, and, you know, doesn't matter how many times they incarnated. The trick is that they needed to have been human in order to help a human in the physical world. Otherwise, they wouldn't understand how it is to live here on Earth. And they usher you back home. But in the interim, you depending on how you grow and what your interests are, your guides change. The other helper guides, they come and go. So I always make a joke that, you know, again, if you want to take up golf, you may get an amazing guide who comes and connects to you as a golfer and helps you with your game, if you so choose, you know.
Right. Never happened to me. before we go to...
Maybe you didn't ask.
I never did, but now you tell. I gave up the game. You should have told me before I gave it up. But
I know. We had to sit down and talk.
I know. before we go to a break, let's take another caller.
Take Am from California. She's a big fan of yours, and she wants to say hello. She's on line 3. Am?
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yes, and you're on with Kim Russo.
I'm so excited. I watched your live video on Facebook on July 7th, and I love that you said that we have more than 5 senses, so I bought the book and excited to read it.
Oh, you haven't read it yet?
No, I just got it.
Good for you. Good choice. Yes, I got a lot of comments on that video. That was... a very popular one. I appreciate that you went out and bought the book. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I think a lot, it will give you a lot to think about. And from what a lot of people are telling me,
I'm just excited that everybody is talking about it and that we're more open to it and that I want to learn more. And there's people out there willing to teach. So I'm grateful for the Forever Family Foundation and to have found them.
Well, yes, it's wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Em, and have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks again for calling.
Okay, bye.
We're talking with Kim Russo, medium extraordinaire, and the new book is called The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side. You could find the book in all the bookstores, Amazon, and there's a link to it on Forever Family Foundation's website. So Kim's website is kimthehappymedium.com. We have a lot more to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Just tuning in, our guest tonight is Kim Russo. Our sponsor is the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential, and they can be found on the web at winbridge.org. Just want to remind our listeners to check the events page on our website regularly for all events and announcements. That's foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Also, tonight's show, as all of our shows, are archived on the website along with the author's books and webpage links. So don't forget to, if you've enjoyed this show tonight, then share it with your friends and get them to listen to the archived show. I'm sure they're going to enjoy it as much as you did. And a reminder to please help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every single page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, great nonprofits, and WellZoo. And lastly, if you are a business interested in advertising on our show, contact us via email at businessmembership@foreverfamilyfoundation.org or call the office at 631-425-7707. Back to you, Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention on the radio archives, you can imagine over the past 10 years, we've accumulated a lot of interviews. So if there's somebody that you've read about or heard about, just type in their name in the archives and it'll come up. So if you forget what week Kim Russo was on, just type in Kim Russo.
Easy enough.
Directly to the show. We're back with Kim Russo, the happy medium, life lessons from the other side. Kim, one question. There seems to be somewhat of a divide when we talk about mediumship ability. And you're a good person to ask this. I mean, do you think that the mediumship is something that you must be born with, or is it something that can be taught? What are your feelings on that?
Yeah, you know, I thought about that quite a bit, and because I have taught this craft to so many people, or I taught them technique, but they have to have some type of there's a couple of things they need to have. They have to have the passion to want to do this. Some people see entities and they don't want to, and they're scared. They're scared of it. But in teaching it, I have taught it, so I know that I can help bring it out in certain people. What I find to be the biggest obstacle is people's egos. And I don't mean it in the sense of arrogance. I mean it in the sense of the ego is part of the personality. So when you are a medium and teaching someone to be, let me say this, I like to teach people how to listen. The vibrations are always around us. We just need to listen. And in order to listen, we need to put ourselves up aside. And that is so hard to do. People do not know how to turn off their own thoughts and their own mindset to listen to the vibrations that are around them. Now, I believe every single human being can train themselves to listen to the vibrations that are all around them. In fact, we do that every day without even realizing it. And I'll just say as an example, when you go into a strange place and you may be surrounded by the most beautiful scenery, but somehow you're not comfortable in that space and you don't know why. And sometimes it even feels like the room is closing in and you need to leave that space. That person might not ever think that they're psychic. They just may say, oh, there's something creepy going on in that room. But in fact, that's their body's way of listening to the vibration. So yes, I believe it's like goes beyond the five senses. We're born with them. And I think that what makes a good medium is the person that can truly leave the ego at the door, put their own mindset aside, and be a complete, clear, open channel. And trust the information that comes through. That's where we get tripped up, where we think, oh, well, I'm not special. Nobody would give me that type of information. So it has nothing to do with the I. It's nothing to do with thinking. It has everything to do with feeling and listening. But sometimes you have to listen on another frequency. So, I do believe that anybody can learn how to be a medium. I truly do. And again, how dedicated do you want to be? How devoted? How passionate? Because, you know, think of the singers of the world or the artists, whatever. They have put in their due diligence and they've studied and they've made it their life's work. So if people are willing to put in the time to devote, to use the senses that go beyond the five, absolutely they can be mediums. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because, you know, we see, I mean, let's face it, there are a lot of high-profile mediums like yourself and people, you know, watch you on TV or, you know, read a book, and then they say, well, this must be a great life. I'm going to do this. And, you know, they take a course, and next thing you know, they hang up a shingle and they start doing this, you know, so-called professionally, without paying their dues, without going through all the things that you mentioned need to be done, and the passion and the devotion and the studying. So, I mean, you must see that as a problem when you look around the state of mediumship today, do you not?
I absolutely do, and when I observe someone read, I can see where the information's coming. If it's pure, if it's their own thoughts, your ear becomes so trained to understand the language of spirit. If a medium says the word I, they come from the place of I, you better run. Run for the hills.
I hear you. You know, a lot of people are curious about the process itself, how mediums get information. And I know you touch on this in the book as well, but when you're connecting with spirit, do you often feel bodily changes, you know, physical changes in your own body? I mean, for example, you know, if you're bringing through someone who passed a heart attack, you know, might you feel, you know, pressure in your chest or... You know, I mean, if so, I mean, I would imagine this can be rough on you physically.
You have no idea. You know, people have the misconception that, oh, well, can't you just talk to my dead mom or my dead dad, or whoever? It goes way beyond that. We're actually exchanging energy, and the medium is using their life force. to connect to this vibration. And it's not just an energy thing where if you have a good night's sleep, you'll wake up tomorrow refreshed. It's a life force. You're giving away your life force. People do not realize this. And I do believe that's why mediums charge more than regular psychics who do tarot. We are actually using our own life force to connect to the loved one, to bring the loved one through. Yeah, and then there are several ways that the spirit can kind of use your own body. Sometimes spirits do not know how to communicate because they just got there. So they need a refresher course. They have to learn how to manipulate the medium's energy. And sometimes it can get a little bit tricky, and I'll know when it's a new spirit because I will tell them, do not do this to my body. Just show it to me like I'm watching a movie. And I can actually feel them trying to acclimate. Some of them get very nervous, not knowing what they're doing in the beginning. But that also is part of the spirit guide's job, is to help the medium and the person who's trying to communicate and be that intermediary. And I can tell when my guide steps in and starts feeding me the information, like, you know, by proxy, say, and they'll tell me this spirit is inexperienced, they just got here, but this is what they want to say. And I can tell when my own guide steps in and when it's the actual spirit communicating with me. Directly, because a lot of mediums may not know that there is a difference. People say sometimes, well, I don't know who's telling me this, I'm just hearing it. Mm. Well, the reason I know who's saying it to me is, again, I ask a lot of questions. I am the journalist,
right?
The psychic journalist.
Kim the Curious Medium.
Yes.
You know, one question, I know that we're coming to an end, and this is a kind of a complicated question, but a lot of people say, okay, we're here to learn lessons, and as you point out, you know, we are here to, we choose this incarnation to fulfill our soul's purpose. But then people say, well, once in the physical, most people don't have any recollection of previous lives or their purpose, so how is one to learn if they don't know what it is that needs to be learned?
Because the soul, your soul, when you come and you incarnate, of course, the soul has the memory of the agreement you made before you were born and why you came here. Your soul absolutely is a navigation system that knows exactly which turn you need to take and when. And there is no right or wrong choices. If you feel compelled to go left instead of right, that's why we were given free will choice. And there are some times where we don't get it, we don't fulfill our soul's contract. But you've heard the expression, listen to your heart. That's what that means. Sleep on it. The answer will come to you. What that means is the conscious mind is put to rest so that you can actually listen to the voice of your soul. And when you're sleeping, your soul is learning. And it's speaking to you. So if you lost something, right, and they say, well, sleep on it. Maybe you'll wake up and you'll know where it is. Have you ever done that? I have. I woke up and I'm like, oh, I know exactly where I put that. Uh-huh. Because your soul has all the answers. Even in that, the trick is to put the conscious mind aside, all of the analytical thinking that trips us up so much. We want to make sure, you know, we live up to this. Society standards, our family standards. We are so busy trying to make everybody else happy that our soul is crying out. It's like, remember why you came here. And how people can access that, again, meditation. Ask you guys to show you your own path. Remind me of the path that I chose before I came here. The simple prayer, a simple request. And when you want to open up to the memory, you can bet your bottom dollar, be prepared because you will be shown your path. Yeah. And then again, what do you do with it? Do you go with it or are you afraid? Or are you afraid what people will think? So I always tell my children, do what you love and you will never work another day in your life. And that is the God's honest truth.
Well, that's certainly good advice. And I can tell people that the book, The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side, does give, you know, practical kind of step-by-step advice for people who want to listen to the voice of their soul. So the book, again, is called The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side by Kim Russo. And the website is kimthehappymedium.com. Kim, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Congratulations on the new book, and we hope to see you again real soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys. Thanks again.
Bye. Take care.
To please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer, may the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Vince Mataya, Joanne Gerber, Isabel Ginsberg, Joan Lipke, Diane Archangel, Doreen Malloy, James Rafferty, Fred Feinstein, Matt Mello, Donna Mello, Marianne Pierschka, David Haith, Michael Tim, Glenna Irwin, Stanley Mullen, and Karen Gould. Now let us as one consciousness give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.